Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Would you be shocked if the Mets are going 6-0? Yes, I would, as a matter of fact. I would. What makes you think that the Mets will go 6-0 over these final six? 6-0? I mean, good God, I probably signed for 4-2, and I'm not even sure that gets it done. Like, realistically, you think the Mets are going to go 6-0?
Yeah, somebody did ask you that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Rosie, get a grip here. They just lost 2 out of 3 at home where they've been good to a team that lost 92 games so far on the year. The Marlins have been on a heater. I mean, the Marlins have won 6 in a row.
Yeah, playing well.
And if historically at the Mets number, and even if you say, well, what does 2007 have to do with 2025? You're right, nothing. But what does 2025 have to do with 2025? A lot. The Marlins are better. They've been better. The Marlins are within 4 games of the Mets. The Marlins are within 4 games of the Mets because they have been playing much better brand of baseball in the last several months that the Mets have played. Like, this is now, it's gotten to a point where there is no more reason to say, well, there's still 3 weeks to go, there's still a month to go, there's still stop the bleeding. When all the pressure was on and all the lights were on, it was, you know, time to get down to it. The Mets got worse. They kept losing. They continue to lose. And you think they're going to come out of it for what? Based on what? Like, you need something to be realistic about. It's not hope. Now, I will say that if they get in, you can make a case, okay, they reset, and it just shows you how bad. Think about it this way. Even with the Yankees, like, the Yankees have not had a great regular season for the majority of the regular season. But we're at a point now where they're getting hot here. I don't care who they're beating. Like, they're getting hot. Okay, they fell short of winning the division in all likelihood. They're going to get in the postseason, and they're going to have as good a chance as anybody else in the sport to go win a World Series. Doesn't that tell you that the regular season is kind of worthless?
Well, I mean, the numbers you gave before, yeah. What was it, like 3 or 4 teams under 139 games before they got to 500? I mean, when it takes you that long to establish yourself and you're basically still a playoff team, it tells you something's not right.
Right, okay.
You know, but that's what they want. You know, I don't like it. I like to have 1 or 2 teams that are, you know, the perceived top dogs and, right, like, can they be taken down? Right. And then you get, I like a feel-good story. But I don't like months upon months upon months of sloppy play where you're still here with a week to go. I don't think it's fair.
But that's what we're at with this sport, and it doesn't mean anything once you get to the postseason, which is why I make a case, or can make a case. My case for the Mets will be different if they could figure out a way to get into the postseason. When we're here talking Monday, getting ready for a wild card round, whether it's the Mets or Yankees, and I think you can make a better case for the Yankees. Well, obviously they're going to be there, but I'm saying even in the postseason, I still think you can make a case for the Mets if they were to get there to say, well, hey, nothing else mattered. They got there. They overcame it. Exhale. Now they could set themselves up potentially for success in a short series.
That's what I've said. That's right. Why I've leaned on the, you know, one good start and then a 3-run bomb by, right, Soto, and everybody feels good about things. Now, it would be 3 games on the road, probably going across the country, right?
Right.
I mean, you really set yourself up for a grinder of a run. But I'll tell you what, this is even almost more depressing. Imagine where the Mets would be without these young kids.
Yeah, I know.
That at least injected some life into the season. I'm talking about the pitchers.
Yeah, yeah, they'd be dead.
Oh,
without
my
them.
Goodness.
They would have been dead.
Yeah, they
like
would be. They'd be eliminated
ago.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, a month ago, they wouldn't have any pitching. Unbelievable. BT and Sal on the Fan. Mickey is calling from Walcott. What's up, Mickey?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I don't know where to begin with the Mets, man.
I've been saying it for weeks. I definitely don't think they're making it. I think this solidifies it even more. But, you know, like you guys say all the time, let you know, chips play out and just see how this last week goes. But for me, what I wanted to call about was Stearns. Stearns, I do got love for the guy. And I definitely think, you know, a year or two is not enough to judge. But we are starting to see certain things and certain decisions. Because let's be honest, even the lineup cards, that falls more on him more than Mendoza at the end of the day. The lack of consistency in the lineup cards, the lack of signing the right players. Me personally, my biggest thing with Stearns right now is when we get into the offseason, whenever that is, whether it's the end of this week coming or the playoffs or whatever, sign Alonso, get it done, because I don't want that to be a topic of conversation, and let that be the good move he does and then move on.
Yeah, but Mickey, because you know,
the longer I'm worried about Alonso and the longer that lasts and lingers,
but you know that
Mickey, he's just going to put us in that worst
place. Mick, that's not going to be quick, Mick. That is not going to be a quick resolution there. Unless Pete, and thanks for the call, Mick, unless Pete Alonso goes to the Mets and says, hey, listen, let's figure it out. I don't want this again. I'm getting rid of Boris, or I told Boris to just get it done. Give me an extra two, whatever, and I'm giving you a discount, which he shouldn't do because he's had a really good season. This thing is going to drag out again. So as much as nobody wants to go through the Alonso contractual squabble stalemate again, I got news for everybody. We are, because he's going to absolutely opt out because he's had a season worthy of opting out.
And you have to realize that there are much, much bigger fish to fry than worrying about Pete Alonso. Now, I am in agreement that they have to bring him back. However, that's like, they can't go back with the same thing again. So, like, Met fans are going to say, well, they got to bring Diaz back and they got to bring Alonso back. Or even forget about Diaz. Got to bring Alonso back. Okay, and then what? That's when you say, the then what? That's the key to the offseason.
Yep.
Not Pete Alonso.
Yep.
It's the then what that's going to be the entire offseason. Whether it is, again, I don't know, and I'm not advocating for this. I'll give my thoughts when the season is over, what they're going to do with the staff. Like, to me, I don't know how the entire staff would stay intact. I don't care how many bases they stole or what they think of Hefner, the pitching department, or the hitting coach. Like, change has got to be made. I'm not saying I'd fire Mendy.
Yeah. You can't... I'd probably start at third base. Okay. I'd keep the first base coach.
Fair enough, but my point is, like, those things are going to be addressed. And then the even bigger issues, like, what do you do with Nimmo, McNeil, Lindor, and so on? Like, there are major, major discussions to be had that even surpass Pete Alonso coming back. This is not anywhere close to being all about bringing Pete Alonso back.
I agree. Like, that's the big ticket conversation. Like, all right, Pete, because Pete generates, you know, passion, because Met fans love him, and you should. But, like, that's just to merely get back to this point. You almost assume that's Pete's. You right. hope that the assumption's on point and Pete's back, because he's a proven production guy. So if he is back, and hey, I don't know if he will be, but if he is, that's still not good enough.
Correct.
Because he's here now, he's been great, and you're still hanging by a thread.
Let's just pretend that Pete opts in.
Yep.
How you fix this?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
those are the tough. It's not about a lot. Like, you
got to fix the outfield. To me, I'm starting with the outfield. I can piece together a Beatty, you know, even Alvarez one more year, see if he's healthy. You know, I'm not saying I wouldn't look into some other things, but to me, you got to tighten up the outfield.
Yeah.
You just have to.
I have what I would do. I'm going to save that for next week when I feel like we're going to be having that conversation. John is in Farmingdale. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Hey, good. John. What's up, man?
All right. So I have my own beef with you over there, Sal, but we'll get to that another day. All right.
Well, you can get to it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Today, what's the beef?
Bro, so you're always hyping up the Mets, and I mean, look, you're the side of the glass is full. I completely am with you on that. There's some things like with the division, how you say, oh, it's whatever, you know, this and that, but that's not even the reason why I called. But anyway, couple of things I got. First, Nick Madrigal, the Mets signed instead of re-signing Iglesias. Would you agree with that? The other thing,
There was no room for Iglesias, though. That's the problem. Like, yeah, there was a part of me that wanted Iglesias back because of the vibes only, what he provided in that clubhouse. There was no room for Iglesias on this team. And he's not very good.
All right.
I mean, do you disagree with that? You think Iglesias is good? Look at the year he's had.
He's had a rough year. He's at 220.
Look what he's done historically. And where are you playing him?
I agree. I just think it was more of like the vibe too, which why would you not bring that back? But then also, you know, you sign Nick Madrigal, who's not even maybe done anything, you know?
Didn't he get hurt at the beginning of the year before he could even participate? But anyway,
yeah, that's horrible. Yeah,
there are deeper issues than that. Continue.
All right. So Drew Gilbert, which obviously the Mets are looking for a center fielder. Why would you not bring him up and go for Cedric Mullins? So, like, you're going for Cedric Mullins, but then you don't bring up Drew Gilbert, and he's been doing pretty decent. But now I don't really think we have any more good stars to bring up that are in the outfield, you know?
Well, you don't know if he's going to be a star, and thank you for the call, John. And I would have loved to have had the debate with you. Like, I still don't understand why people can't – like, I predicted that they were going to win the division. They didn't. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? They won 101 games. What, you not don't want me to predict the division? I'm sorry. I give you my opinion. I felt like they were going to win. I got it wrong. You want to kill me? You want to have me sit up in front of a firing squad? Like, it's been 3 years ago. Get over it. Blame somebody else for once. That has nothing to do with me. I mean, jeez. We got to let it go at some point.
They keep coming back
and then, like, you're glass half full. Well, am I half full or am I realistic? I told you they were going to win the division. I thought this year they're going to be a playoff team. I mean, sue me for they're going to team with their payroll was going to hang on and find out a way to make the playoffs. It stopped feeling that way when they lost that game that Saturday night, blowing that game that Soto hits his 40th home run, 2-0 lead, hand over to the bullpen, nice, clean, easy it should have been for Rodgers and Diaz, and they couldn't even get through that. To me, that was put the fork in them, and especially after this weekend, but even really the Peterson, whatever. There's many reasons to not believe in the Mets this particular year. What was the other part that he said that I wanted to get to? I got caught up in thinking about that pass. What else did he say right there? There was something pertinent that I wanted to get to as far as his... Oh, Drew Gilbert. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
About the prospects.
They did not think that Drew Gilbert was going to be their center fielder of the future, which made him expendable. The problem is, A, they could be wrong. B, they could be right. But A, they could be wrong. B, they could be right. My issue is not giving up a prospect that you don't believe in. It's that you had a clear need in a center fielder now. You needed one. Obviously, they went out and got Cedric Mullins at the trade deadline. This one was major league ready. Even if you didn't love him, why not see what he could do? Whereas you saw what he did with the Giants, brings that energy and toughness and attitude that this poor excuse for a team could have used.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing that they need.
And do it before you make the trade. And then if he doesn't look like he's major league ready, well, then you make a trade or at least you investigate the trade market.
Correct. Like, they needed a center fielder all year long. They had one in the minors that was at least worth a look, that was somewhat major league ready. They chose to ignore giving him a look. They traded him, and he went on to have some success with the Giants. I don't think he's ever going to be a star.
He's a couple of home runs. I mean, they're choking each other out. It's more like a vibe thing, more of an energy thing.
But
this team needed some of that. Yeah, it's just been lackluster. I mean, listen, the thing that really threw me off set with the Mets, like, you try to determine, like, okay, well, and you're there, and I'm not there yet. I still think that they're going to get in somehow. I don't know why I think that. It's not really based on evidence at this point. Maybe, I don't think the other teams are that good, whatever. Maybe I just think that these young starters will piece something together. Maybe I think Soto's going to go bonkers. I don't know. I just think the Mets are going to find a way to get in. But like, the thing that complicated it for me is they had such a cushion, right? So even though the evidence on a nightly basis for months was overwhelming, like, God, they're just not good at much right now, I kept going, like all of us, they're up 10 games, 9 games, 8 games, plenty of room, they're fine, plenty of time, they'll figure it out, they'll get healthy, Manaya's going to come back, this guy's going to cut right, Sango will get right after that, you know, when he got hurt, when covering first base with Pete, he'll figure it out, he'll be fine. And I, like, time was always on their sides, really, yeah. Sal. And so it was always time-driven rather than, if just watching them play, tangible evidence on a nightly basis that what they had on the roster would actually propel them to a greater height. It was more, well, the other teams aren't that good, and they're already up 8, 9, 10 games. They'll find a way to figure it out, but here we are. Am I not?
Well, because BT, all they had to do was play 500 for a stretch.
I know. They're playing 30, I think it's 39% baseball since June 30th. Okay. 39%?
Right, so think about that. So if they played 500 for a 3-week stretch in August or a month stretch,
yeah, I know,
they would have avoided this.
It's wrapped up, or they're probably hosting the wild card.
Like, that wasn't asking much. Oh, Sal, why do you have belief? Well, what? You don't think I believe they could play 500 for 2 weeks?
Yeah, no,
I get it. And no, they can't. They go on a 7-game losing streak. They go on an 8-game losing streak. They lose 2 out of 3 at home to the Nationals. Like, come on.
Is this the worst one? If they don't make it, is this the worst one? It's got to be the worst one.
I think it is for different reasons. I don't think that this is a collapse the way that 2007 was a collapse, but I do think that overall it would be the most disappointing.
Can I give you the best?
Can I get a hit?
I give you the best explanation? It's not a collapse. This is the slowest car wreck in history. Everyone's seen it coming for months now, and it's eventually going to hit.
Right.
It's just, we have to wait for it to finally hit.
Right, but the biggest talking point or the biggest question is going to be, why? It's a very simple question. Why? Because there's no excuse. Like, you could say that they're not a World Series team, not a division-winning team. There's no excuse for that team, even in the current state, to be this bad. Like, do you think the Nationals right now, with all the Mets pitching issues, and by the way, the Mets had their proper pitchers lined up this weekend, where they had McClain, they had Sproat, and they had the Holmes-Manaya combination. Like, those are their three best options right now. They had that lined up. Do you think that this Nationals team that has lost 92 games on this year is better than this current today?
Well, no. And to your point, if they do make the playoffs, that's probably the pitching rotation, or at least, I don't know what order it would be, but the three that they had lined up this weekend against the Nats would probably be what the Mets tried out in the playoffs there,
maybe
with those three guys.
Maybe not anymore. It changes by the
day. Well, maybe it changes. I'm saying going into the weekend.
Yeah, I got, right,
the Manaya-Holmes combo, exactly right. The two kids, that's what you'd say, oh, yeah, we're good to go. That's what we want.
That series was on a tee to be set up for them to sweep. Crappy Nationals,
dude.
Pitching lineup. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it really is. Boy, if you didn't live this every night, Mets fans, you really wouldn't believe it. It is insane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.